Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started. Temperature screenings for COVID-19 are sometimes not enough. Temperature screenings have become the norm in businesses, restaurants, and airports. Although temperature screenings can uncover COVID-19 symptoms in some people, it doesn't catch pre-symptomatic or post-symptomatic people. Remember, that's when someone shows very minor or low symptoms. In addition, people taking fever-lowering medications such as Tylenol and Advil may disguise a potential COVID-related fever. Doc, what do you think?
You know, because a temperature screening is not an effective way to stop the transmission of the virus, public places should not rely solely on this safety measure. Face masks, social distancing, contact tracing, hand washing, all the things that you and I have been talking about for months are also very, very important tools as well.
HIV drugs may help. The use of antiretroviral drugs used to combat HIV remains an area of interest to researchers looking for potential medications for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19. A team in Spain just investigated approximately 80,000 patients that are taking antiretrovirals to combat HIV. The team extracted data on positive test results for COVID, hospitalization, admittance to the intensive care unit, and death per 10,000 people. They also investigated antiretroviral regimens in relation to diagnosis and hospitalization related to COVID-19. Of the total patient cohort, just 0.3% had a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. Among this group, 64% required hospitalization, 6.4% needed ICU care, and 8.5% sadly died. While investigators looked at patients with a variety of HIV treatment regimens, one seemed to have superior effects in all categories. Patients taking Truvada had the lowest risk for both coronavirus infection and COVID-related hospitalization. More importantly, Truvada did not lead to any ICU admissions or death. Doc, what does all this mean?
So I love the story. Just for those of you, pre-COVID, I was an HIV doctor.
Now he's a COVID doctor.
I'm still an HIV doctor.
Yeah, he is.
Essentially, we were incredibly concerned with HIV as potentially being a risk factor for COVID, not only acquisition, but also potentially for folks to do more poorly if they got COVID. And what we're finding out that for folks that were on medications, that's not necessarily the case. They did really, really well. And in this case, the medicine you were talking about, Truvada, is really one of the most important breakthrough medicines that we've had in our HIV toolbox for a long time. So these results basically show that the risk for COVID-19 diagnosis is not higher in people living with HIV, especially when compared to the general population. In fact, in this study, it was far lower, with 30 people living with HIV per 10,000 being diagnosed with COVID rather than 41.7 that's in the general population. Among people living with HIV, those that received Truvada had a lower risk for COVID-19 and related hospitalizations. Do these researchers know what makes that drug more effective than others? I think that this is something that folks are still working on to understand, but in general, it's these medications that may be effective in fighting COVID-19 because they disrupt the function of the RNA replicase. That's a fancy enzyme that exists in the virus, both for HIV and COVID. But it's again, very important in viral replication. And that small size of the active part of Truvada seems to make it a good fit for stopping the RNA replicase specific to coronavirus. All of this saying is that it may be that people living with HIV that are on these medications are actually protected against the effects of coronavirus, and that's great news for people living with HIV.
It actually sounds like you know something about infectious disease.
Yeah, who appreciate knew? That. Thank you.
Life before COVID.
Compliment from Doc Griggs. They come rare.
It's your birthday, right? Hey, folks, here on Noise Filter, we started including these segments on personal stories so you can understand that these are real people surviving during these real times. The story of Shaquel Avery. Shaquel had his 24th birthday on July 4th, but on that day, he didn't celebrate American Independence Day. He celebrated his own independence from COVID-19. Shaquel first started getting sick in late March when health guidelines weren't as clear as they are now. Avery said he didn't take the virus seriously then because the overarching narrative at the time was that it was predominantly older people who were contracting and dying from the virus. As his condition worsened, Shaquel was transferred to Menora Medical Center in Overland Park, Kansas on April 6th.
Avery had many COVID-19 symptoms like chills, fevers, body aches, and shortness of breath. In fact, Avery said he had such a tough time breathing that it felt like somebody was choking him every time he took a deep breath. After being admitted to Menora Medical, Avery didn't remember much of what happened, but he did remember being scared for his life when he entered the coronavirus ICU. Avery was put on a ventilator, and a few days later, on April 11th, Avery's mother received a call at 4:30 a.m. from the hospital telling her that Avery was maxed out on ventilator support and that there wasn't much more the doctors could do for him. It was on that day that the hospital allowed Willetta Avery to see her son, which she felt might be the last time she would ever see him again.
But he survived, and his doctors collaborated with doctors at Research Medical Center in Kansas City to get him convalescent plasma treatment. Avery was one of the first patients to receive this treatment in his region. He received plasma from a fully recovered coronavirus patient in New York City. He started to recover and woke up soon after the treatment. But it still remains to be seen whether or not this experimental treatment is actually helpful across the board. Despite waking up for the first time in weeks, Avery was still a long way from a full recovery. He couldn't speak or walk and needed help doing simple tasks like going to the bathroom. But worst of all, he fell into a depression in the hospital, especially when his family visits were required to come to an end.
Eventually, Avery started to recover and he was taken off of the ventilator. He was sent to physical therapy. He was later transferred to a rehabilitation center. After 76 days in the hospital fighting the coronavirus, Avery was finally discharged in late June.
Avery returned to the hospital where his life was saved in early July. He said words couldn't express how grateful he was to the hospital staff, and the staff was just as impressed with his strength throughout the entire ordeal.
Now Avery wants to warn other young people to be cautious and know that when they don't follow the correct guidelines, they are not only putting themselves at risk of contracting the coronavirus, but also many others who are more vulnerable than they are. Again, another cautionary tale, Doc.
A survivor story. I think we all need to hear that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving, and remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.